Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Brought to you by Schaub & Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl Ryder joins us. His report's brought to you by Schaub & Jewelers. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys.
Daryl, the Browns are 7-3. If the Browns do not make the playoffs now, is it a disappointment?
Yeah, I'd probably say yeah. Because I think they're going to make the playoffs. But yeah, it would be
so nonchalant. Daryl's like, yeah, I'm going to make the playoffs. Come on.
See you in Tampa,
you guys
bitch.
Joking here?
Let's
it's obvious.
Let's go.
Yeah, it'd be worse than 2014. They were 7-4 and finished 7-9. Yeah.
Well, that was extenuating circumstances, though.
That
don't
was
you think?
Then. This yeah, is now.
This is now. Now. And this is now. We've done that bit before. We'll do it again. What the hell? Go ahead, Lima. Ask questions. Go.
Daryl, let's talk about that defense yesterday. How much credit should they get for being able to come up with schemes that would work when just finding out that they were going to be without Miles Garrett? I don't know. Maybe they knew all week they were going to be without Miles. I have no idea. But pretty impressive as much as they were in the back. They were living in the backfield.
Yeah, they were. And, you know, Olivier Vernon really showed up. You know, that's something that we had been talking about for a while, where he's been. He had a couple of sacks a couple weeks ago. But, you know, the sack hat trick, the safety, they forced three turnovers, got a stop on downs. The defense was tremendous yesterday, and they deserve a lot of credit. You know, Denzel Ward played lights out. I know he got that pass interference late in the game, but he came right back on the next play and had the interception. So give Joe Woods credit for, drawing some things up that, you know, really allowed them to get after Carson Wentz, because, you know, Carson's been sacked the most of any quarterback in the league. He's been a turnover machine. And, let's not forget Sione Takitaki's 50-yard pick six either, which was a result of Denzel Ward's pressure on Wentz. So, the Browns found a way to get it done. And I think that that's the theme of this football team. It's not pretty all the time. I know fans have groaned at some of the wins and how unimpressive they were. I really liked what Kevin Stefanski said yesterday. No such thing as an ugly victory.
Daryl, so can we expect more of this with that defensive line, or did it just have to do with going up against a really bad offensive line?
I think, you know, certainly the quality of the opponent, played a factor, and they took advantage of it. You know, I'd be really disappointed if they weren't able to generate any type of pass rush against a team that has struggled to keep quarterback upright. I'd be really, really worried. I'll say this, Anthony, I feel a lot better about the defense today than I did, walking into First Energy Stadium yesterday morning.
Lima wanted Joe Woods fired. What do you think of that?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he
wanted Joe Woods fired a couple weeks ago. Not now, but he wanted him fired a few weeks ago.
What do you act like that was crazy? Their defense has been terrible until the last 3 weeks.
Daryl is groping for the right word to say without really embarrassing you, Anthony.
Like, wait a second. Everybody, hold on. People need to make up their mind here, because everybody said,
What did I say?
Let me finish my point.
No.
Everybody, no, you cannot. Everybody wanted to say that, well, Baker's not playing well or not doing anything that great because of the weather. But then it doesn't work on the other side of things, too. Like, if the weather is why we're struggling offensively to score touchdowns, but I'm supposed to give Joe Woods all the credit in the world for the last 3 weeks? Like, make up your mind.
Well, I have said that the weather is the 12th man for the Browns, okay? Especially on the defensive side of the ball. The other thing, too, is the difference is they have the horses on the offensive side of the ball. So the concern about the lack of production and scoring and whatnot, it's valid because you have the players on that side of the ball. Defensively, it's a construction project, all right? They signed a bunch of guys to one-year contracts to fill holes. The core of your defense right now is basically Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, maybe Ronnie Harrison, but he got hurt yesterday. He's got a knee injury. We'll find out hopefully today how bad that is. Hopefully it's not bad, but not a great thing. He wasn't able to come back yesterday. So, you know, the core of the offense, it's there. It is a finished product outside of Baker Mayfield really getting that experience and these players getting the experience within Kevin Stefanski's offense. They don't have the horses on the defensive side of the football to do what we expect the offense to be able to do from a production standpoint. So that's why Joe Woods, in my view, gets a tremendous amount of latitude. I think they're doing the best they can with what they have to work with. And yeah, yesterday the rain, the weather was a factor on the defensive side of the ball, but the rain didn't cause Carson Wentz to throw the pick six. The rain didn't cause the safety. The rain didn't cause Olivier Vernon to get three sacks, didn't cause Larry Ogunjobi to get in there a couple times. So, you know, yeah, weather was a factor, but you had guys out there, making plays. And I think you got to, you know, look at it with, that type of balance.
Darryl Redditt joining us on the show. What's the difference with Olivier Vernon? He was great yesterday. He's actually had a sack over the last three games now.
Yeah.
What's going on with this guy? He's really starting to come together here.
He's going to be a free agent next year. It's great to see, right? I mean, he's starting to look like the players that the Browns thought that they were trading for when they made that blockbuster deal with the Giants. And it's fantastic.
Yeah, but you just accused him of high crime, Daryl.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I was trying to have some fun, you guys. My goodness gracious.
Yeah, I'm telling him.
I don't know if it's a health thing. He did, say yesterday he's feeling great. So that might be part of it. But, he's really playing extremely well, and he's impacting the game. Like, that's what was missing. I think he was, even last year before he got hurt, he was playing well because he is similar to the streak that he's on now. Ken, he had a similar streak last year, and then he got hurt, and that just really derailed his season. He tried to play hurt, and he wasn't productive, and everyone jumped on the Olivier Vernon's terrible bandwagon. I think it's a health thing. I think that, he's trying to show that he's still got it. And, well, based on the last couple of weeks, I think he's still got it.
Dale Ryder, Browns beat reporter, join us on the hotline. Felt bad at times for Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. They were running the ball with a lot of Philadelphia Eagles defenders right there. And you saw it. They were really struggling. And then, boom, the big runs, the Kareem Hunt touchdown, obviously, and then Nick Chubb was just absolutely terrific there on the 54-yarder. So is that just what we have to expect? It's going to be tougher and tougher to run the football, but maybe the Browns can wear these teams out?
Yeah, I wrote about last night, I give Kevin Stefanski certainly a lot of credit. The players did, too. It would have been very easy at halftime to shy away from running the football. I mean, they had 18 yards on 13 carries. They were just basically churning mud in the first half. But this running game, because you have these two guys, Chubb and Hunt, it's like smashing through a concrete wall. You keep pounding them until they break. And that's what the Browns do, is they just bludgeon their opponent on the ground until they finally break and give. And that's what happened yesterday. And so, again, I give Kevin Stefanski a lot of credit. They ended up running, I think, 27 times in the second half. They had like 112, something like that, yards in the second half. Granted, Chubb had the big 54-yard run. But, again, we would see over the years coaches here panic and completely change things up. And, you know, Baker Mayfield probably would have thrown it 50 times yesterday because while the run wasn't working in the first half, we were getting a yard and a half in a pile of mud. Well, you know, so I really like Kevin Stefanski's demeanor. We've talked about it in the past. He just seems to be unflappable as a coach. He doesn't make emotional decisions. He doesn't allow swings, if you will, positive or negative, to affect his decision-making processes. He's just a very level-headed coach, and these players clearly respond to that. And, you know, I'm sure Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, everyone knows, we all know they're talented, right? We talk about it on a weekly basis. But again, when they're not producing in the first half and your coach is still sticking with you, that faith, that belief, that goes a long way with players.
Something we talked about. Let me ask the question. Something that we kind of bandied about earlier in the show. Do you believe, Daryl, that teams really do learn how to win? Or is that just a talking point from fans and media that make us feel all warm and tingly, and then it doesn't really carry into the following year where teams make the playoffs one year, then miss the playoffs the next?
Well, I don't know if it carries year to year, Anthony, but I do think within a season, yeah. And especially here with the Browns case, this is a franchise that had been for years trying to learn how to win. You know, they're winning games this year that they normally lose in years past. And that's why I say these aren't the same old stumbling, bumbling Browns, you know, that just out and embarrass themselves on a weekly basis and they just do it in hilarious fashion. There is nothing to laugh about with this football team. They are a legitimate contender for a playoff spot. They're winning the games that they're supposed to win. Again, I go back to what Kevin said. It doesn't matter. They're winning, okay? They're winning. They're playing 700 football. It's the best start that they've had in the expansion era. You go back to 1994 when they were 8-2. They're finding ways to win these games, even if you have to get it done ugly. And, you know, Mike Tomlin talked about it after the Steelers' win yesterday, where he said, the only thing perfect about our team is our record. We know we're not perfect. We know that we got areas that and things that we have to correct. The Browns are the same way. They don't have the perfect record, obviously, the Steelers have, but, you know, they still have things that they have to get better at and improve on, right? But they're finding ways to just get it done and win these games that they're quote-unquote supposed to win against inferior competition. Because guess what? There was a time the Browns couldn't beat the inferior competition. Let's all remember how difficult it was.
Yeah, how many teams were inferior to us?
How many teams are inferior to the Browns?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say the entire bottom of the AFC and the bottom of the NFC.
Well, he's talking about back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, back in the day. Oh, wow. Okay. I hear you there. The Browns kind of did set the standard.
Daryl, I have to ask you a question. That's why we're interviewing you right now.
Okay.
Is Sunday a trap game? I feel it's a trap game already. Yep, I'm going to do it.
Against one win Jacksonville? Yeah. Listen, I was worried about yesterday's game, Ken. I really was. I had picked the Browns to win. I was not confident at all in my pick because Miles wasn't going to play. And just I thought that Philadelphia, coming off a bad loss to the Giants, they were just going to come in here with their hair on fire, and Carson Wentz wants something to prove and whatever, and the Browns got it done. But, yeah, I mean, they and I'm confident that they won't because of Kevin Stefanski. They're not going to read their press clippings. They're not going to be listening, you know, to us talking about how great and wonderful they are. This week-to-week, one game at a time stuff that's boring for us. It's boring for fans to hear, but it really, it's the way they have to operate behind the scenes. Yeah, I they have to be careful in Jacksonville because if they don't show up down there, they'll lose. But, again, Kevin Stefanski has me confident in believing that they are capable of handling their business, and yesterday went a long way to in proving that to me. It really, really did.
What'd you think of Baker?
I thought he was all right. He had a couple of nice balls down the field. They got a couple of big explosive plays in the passing game. And I didn't like that series goal line, the underthrow to Harrison. It did draw a defensive pass interference, and then the overthrew Austin Hooper. Need a little more touch on that. Ball slick. It's raining. You know, not the easiest thing. But, you know, Baker, you know, it's a learning experience for him, too. He's going to have to, at some point, you know, raise his level of play here. You know, weather's been a factor. I think we've gotten a little taste of what he looks like in the bad weather. I think he's getting some valuable experience here with him in bad weather. And, you know, hopefully the next time around when it comes to making that, you know, throw to the end zone to Austin Hooper, he throws it with a little better touch. So, but I thought he was okay yesterday. I really do. And he's not had an interception in three games. And that, to me, is a very, very big deal.
Daryl, thank you for the time.
You got it, guys. I'll see you in Tampa, Ken.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.